Okay, I want you to think back. Do you remember the feeling you had when you got your first job? Oh my gosh, I was so excited. I filled out the application. I had like two or three interviews. And then they called me. They said, "Come on, Kim, come on down for your first day at work." So I showed up 30 minutes early. I got my uniform, and then I stood there in the Target photo department. I only lasted 3 or 4 days. I quit because I just found it incredibly boring just to stand there and help people buy their cameras. Oh, and you remember, film, yes, processing all their memories.
Boring!
So whether your first job was working at a fast food restaurant, maybe you washed cars or delivered newspapers.
Well, I don't think any of this stuff is right for me.
You might remember there was this sense of pride when you put on your uniform. You were becoming an adult. You were making money. There was that special feeling of accomplishment. You were suddenly independent. But what if I told you that today, some people's first job may end up being their only job, and they're doing it from the comfort of their own home, and they probably make enough money in a couple of years to actually possibly retire? Ooh. I'm America's digital pro, Kim Commando, and I'm just fascinated by how people can create extreme wealth by posting videos online. And these are the type of topics that I explore in our Commando On Demand podcast, which if you're not already getting each and every one delivered to your phone or tablet or computer automatically, you really should. On Apple iTunes, just subscribe, or on Google Play, hit subscribe, and then you'll get them automatically delivered to your favorite Android device, even when you sleep. How cool is that?
Kim Commando is brought to you in part by iDrive. Back up all your devices on just one account. Use promo code Kim for 75% off your first year. iDrive.com, promo code Kim.
I've heard stories about young people year after year who have used social media to earn more money than their parents. And it's also Instagram. There's this crazy story about how a fitness nutrition company went from making thousands of dollars in its first year of operation to millions in the second year. And of course, I'm going to give you some great insider secrets and tips on how you can use social media to make money on the side or just make it a part of your new business. There's no question that social media and the internet, it has changed not only the way that we promote ourselves and our business, but it's also changed the way that we make money. Take Logan Paul, for example. Let me tell you, he's blonde, he's good looking, he's in his 20s. But he took his love of creating cell phone videos and he started posting them to Vine and to YouTube. And he's done it on a very profitable level.
The biggest companies in the world and brands have come to me to help sell their product to the younger generation. And I speak the language of millennials and they respond to my content.
Paul told CBS News that he's worth much more than he gets paid. But he realizes putting a monetary value to social media, it's still new. It's still being figured out.
To be honest, I'm worth 3 times the amount of getting paid. I think anyone on the internet with eyeballs at this time and place is a bargain because it's so new.
To give you a sense of Logan's value, Dunkin' Donuts once paid Logan $200,000 for one of his off-the-cuff YouTube commercials.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Logan Paul, and I'm going to show you how to use the on-the-go ordering feature on the new Dunkin' Donuts app. Step one, the strawberry frosted donut. Does anyone else like strawberry frosted donuts?
I do!
Would you look at that? Step four, pick it up, and you can save your favorite order and location to save even more time. What are you going to do with your extra time? I'm going to play with this donut. Don't forget to download the app and check it out.
Peace!
Okay, it doesn't sound like a typical commercial, does it? You don't have the announcer, you don't have all the slogans. But this 30-second spot was created by Logan. Logan starred in it, and it was shot in about half a day. Dunkin' Donuts says for the money, they got 7 million views on YouTube, and it was just as valuable as a primetime television commercial. And what's different about these commercials is Logan and many others like him, they don't really write a script for their videos. And most of them seem like they're just made up on the fly as they go along. When you start looking at the most popular videos, they're recorded from the point of view of the social media celebrity. It lets you see what they see on a daily basis. And based on the likes, the clicks, and the views, boy, it's no doubt that people really like it. Logan has more than 6.8 million followers on YouTube. and over on Instagram, 12.4 million more. And then there's millions on Twitter and Vine that follow everything that he does. When you have these kind of numbers, you're really wanted by businesses, and they're willing to shell out millions of dollars for the chance to directly reach those followers. So as you might expect, this kind of money has grabbed the attention of Hollywood. Paul Kazers is an agent with Creative Artist Agency in Beverly Hills. CAA is one of the largest talent agencies in the world. Kazers represents a new segment of talent, new people like Logan. They're actually called social media influencers.
When Logan does a branded campaign, you can see how many millions of people have watched it, where they've watched it, what age they are, and their demo. Furthermore, it's more than just the views. You can see their engagement. People are continuing to talk about a video afterwards, and they're sharing. I don't know how you could even put a price on that.
Kazers once told CBS News that these influencers have kind of a reach that old Hollywood could have never imagined. It's a reach larger than movies and television shows.
They're the new rock stars with a bigger audience than old Hollywood ever had a chance to access. When they take a video or a picture and push a button on their phone, immediately disseminated to millions of people across the planet. That level of access is unprecedented.
So you might be thinking, yeah, okay, this is one guy by the name of Logan. Well, his success is certainly not typical. PR professionals say that Logan found this niche and people really like his boyish charm, his fun times, and he has this no-nonsense attitude. And yes, the expert says, oh, hey, listen, he's good-looking. It does play a part in it.
I live by a simple philosophy. You give me 100%, I'll give you 200% back.
Social media can also be used to elevate an established company. Let me tell you about this company called Shreds. It's a direct marketing fitness company in New Jersey. They sell nutritional supplements. Founder Arvin Lal says that when he started the company in 2012, he made close to $100,000. Okay, that's pretty good. But listen to this. After he hired fitness model and Instagram star, a gal by the name of Paige Hathaway, his gross revenue jumped to $5 million in a year. Arvin says that's when he was ready to go out to Las Vegas and put his product up against the big players.
It was exciting. First time that we were going to be amongst the other competitors and other brands, biggest brands in the world. I went in there and I wanted to make sure everything was going well, and I was excited to see how it looked finally.
There are a lot of stories about Instagram playing a big role in companies, like this fitness company. You have to know that Instagram is all about photos. By using Instagram, Arvin's fitness company was able to show the dramatic impact of before and after pictures. But perhaps one of the biggest social media success stories has come from a woman who may have, well, created the getting paid for having followers sensation. It's the other Kim, Kim Kardashian.
I totally attribute my career to social media.
She once told 60 Minutes that her fame comes with a price.
There are pitfalls, lack of privacy. For me, I can handle it. I do believe that the pros in my situation and my lifestyle have been more beneficial than the negative things.
Talk about non-traditional revenue. Kardashian has taken her social media status and she's turned it into this multi-million dollar branding machine. Not only does she get paid for clicks and likes, but she also gets paid to wear a designer's new line or try a new shampoo and take a selfie with it. She actually gets paid a lot of money just to show up at a party and send a tweet or Instagram from that location. Those are some of the more high-profile examples of how some folks have made money on social media. But what about those of us here at home, small businesses? Well, we can also use social media to sell products, promote your brand, and send out critical information. Coming up, I'm going to share some ways to incorporate social media into your marketing strategies and your sales strategies, because it does work.
Brought to you in part by our friends at Dreamstime, the world's largest stock photo and video community. The right image, anywhere, anytime. Download the most relevant and current images and videos today for only 20 cents each or for free. Visit dreamstime.com. That's DREAMSTIME.com today.
Setting up social media accounts is meant to be super easy. If you're not sure how to do it, it's crucial to have the right people on your team. So you definitely want a web-savvy person who's an expert promoter, especially with social media. But if you're a small business, you're just starting your business, it can be expensive adding those employees to your team. So you might consider something that's relatively new. It's called outsourcing.
My name is Jonathan Mark. I'm a group director of media and marketing services here at Blue Fountain Media, also known as BFM, a digital marketing services agency, global and headquartered in New York City.
BFM, like many other agencies, they do the marketing and they'll do the social media for you.
Depending on where you want to scale up or scale down, that's what the beauty of working with an agency is. You just have to really know and understand what you have internally versus what you might need help with from an agency. And I think that's kind of key.
So even if you have a web person or a social media expert on staff, outside agencies and consultants can help with specific needs or give some great advice. Whether working with an agency or on your own, the goal is to make sure that people find you on the web or social media, since those clicks and likes can actually turn into hard, cold cash.
And if you have a website, if it's an e-com website, obviously that's extraordinarily important. Brochure, equally as important because you want to make sure you get found. I mean, I think it still holds true that, it's the easiest way to get found. And then once you are found, it's the easiest way to build and develop that trust. Really it's that quick elevator pitch of understanding who you are, who your product is, what your product is, or who you are as a brand. And then for folks to be able to get in touch with you.
But before you do anything, you need to have a written plan of action.
So I think you have to know what your goals are and really have to set up the site to guide users in a way that will push them down that funnel, or if they're not the right target audience, have them know that pretty quickly and leave.
In other words, you want to have a targeted audience. While it may seem logical to want the whole universe to visit your website and social media, well, maybe in reality, they're not the people your business is trying to attract. And chances are, they're not going to buy anything or hire a company for any services, so then you just wasted money.
If you're just starting out and you really need that bang for your buck, that return on investment, then you really need to make sure you're getting folks to your website who are there, that are ready to convert. You're not wasting time bringing in an audience that just doesn't, they're not there for the right reasons.
If you can't spend the money on a site or for others to maintain it, there are ways around it. There's Google My Business. That's a point of entry. It simply lists your business phone number, your address, hours of operation, and other important details. Yelp is, of course, another avenue.
But I do still think you have to have that website. You have to have your own owned presence, your social presence as well. The more touch points you have, the better.
So once you figure out your goals, you have a plan of action, and you figure out how you're going to drive people to your site. Then you need to learn about something really important. I'm talking about tracking, specifically analytics.
You want to make sure that you're tracking everything. You're tracking folks that come to your site, what they're doing within your site, whether they're bouncing off, and ultimately whether they're going in a conversion, whether they're purchasing something or actually just filling out a form as a lead. I mean, you want to kind of have that start-to-finish process buttoned up.
You need to really think about your site. It has to be something that's really super easy to understand. And when somebody hits it, they know exactly why they're there and what they should be doing next. Analytics, or this tracking, it gives you that guidance. It gives you those insider secrets. It helps you track web patterns of users and if you're ultimately getting the desired results from each and every one of their visits. Every single day, I check out how many people go to my site, commando.com. I see what you're clicking on, where you're coming from, and your bounce rate. That means how long you stay on the site before you actually leave. If you have a website, you can sign up for Google Analytics. And of course, Facebook, they have what's called Insights, and Twitter, they have their own dashboard, so you can see exactly what's happening on your site and all your social media accounts. If you sell anything online, it's a great way to know the entry point that people use to get to your store. Another avenue to push out compelling content and advertise products or services is actually by using blogs.
Blogs can serve a couple of functions. I think that it's part of SEO, which making sure that you could be found, so the more topics that you have are relevant, that people can search on the web and find you. Of course, you're better off for that. But that said, blog content also should be kind of cut up and digestible, that can be run across social. It's a way to speak to your users or potential users, perhaps even in a time when they're not actually looking for you, they don't need you.
For example, Jonathan says a car company that wants to stay relevant and top of mind, they need to provide content to car buyers that makes sense. and make the website a place for them to continue to interact with the brand and have this great experience. In the end, it could mean that the person actually ends up buying the car. But not all blogs and not all content is going to result in making money off of your site. But over time, it certainly can.
You serve compelling content, people find you, people know about you, they start building that trust. Where they see a social post that comes across that may not be selling anything, but it might be a really good, compelling tip of the day or whatever it might be. You know what? The next time that they're thinking about your services or a product that you have, they'll likely think and turn to you because you're more top of mind.
You have to think about the whole picture. Yes, no pun intended, but photos on your site or your social media accounts, they can entice visitors to interact and keep coming back to your site. So you definitely want photos that are pleasing. You want to be able to capture the essence of your product or service or whatever the message is of the content.
Having compelling photos, particularly on platforms like Instagram, are going to be very important because those are very photo and visual driven environments. So, text isn't really going to help, but if you have something that's relevant but beautiful, that shows kind of your brand, your product, or something relevant to your industry in a photo or a short video, I think that's a very compelling way to produce content.
Another way to drive people to your social media sites, it's actually expensive. It's using advertisements, such as Facebook ads.
Facebook, has done a great job with their ad platform. It's really impressive how you can find folks based on their interests, based on, their behaviors, and you can really specifically target them with relevant, ads. And if you make it that it's, feeling kind of organic and native to that platform, whether it be Facebook or Instagram, all the better. We find that, they're pretty efficient and effective, more so than, general display.
How often you should do Facebook ads really truly depends upon your budget. If you have a generic enough ad that's targeting a specific audience you want to reach, you can run them daily. As far as how often you should post to Facebook, again, that all depends. Early on, you could reach up to 20% of users because there was no online competition. Well, let me tell you, that's totally changed. Now you're lucky if you reach 2%. Well, that is, unless you do what's called a Facebook boost, which is really just buying an advertisement on Facebook.
So you have to figure out, yes, you still should be posting to fill your page with content. But then the question is, well, what do I do about boosting it? And that's to ensure that folks who do or are fans of you actually see it and pushing it up within their feed. There's no reason just to sit there and push and promote every single post you do, but if there's a post, if you have a sale that's going on or something special to say about the industry, or you're going to be at a trade show if you're B2B, those might be things that you would certainly look to boost.
But of course, when I look at the traffic to Commando.com, right now, over 50% of all people are coming in using their smartphone or their tablet, which brings us to another level. Apps may also work for some businesses.
Some companies like Hotels Tonight, that's, an app. So for sure, for that, that's their entire business model. So if you're a business model as an app, I absolutely think it's essential and I think it's worthwhile. You have a business, not necessarily, doesn't have to be app-based, and your website is convertible on mobile and all that kind of good stuff. And I think that's fine. I wouldn't go exhausting, 40 or 50 or 60,000 or plus to create an app. I think you have to look at your business, look at how many folks are using it across mobile, and can an app benefit in any way? And that's kind of the questions that I would ask.
You can also try the other sites, Twitter or Instagram, to promote your business. But do they work? Again, you need to look at your business model and your goals. Like, for example, all the kids are on Snapchat. But when you look at the content that's available on Snapchat, you see brands like The Wall Street Journal.
And if you're the right brand, Instagram could work as well. If you're a business to business, LinkedIn certainly is a place that you should be playing for thought leadership and things of that nature. And I also think just partnering up with, other sites. So, not kind of, always knowing that that's an option for you to have business partners, people driving the right folks, driving folks to your website, a presence across other brands or partners or like affiliates and things of that nature. Certainly affiliate marketing would be another that would come to mind.
If you Google search making money online, of course, two words will always pop up at the top of the list. I'm talking about affiliate marketing. All you have to do is fill out an application to become an Amazon associate, which means this allows you to promote and sell products you choose and earn commissions from the sales. One way that works is to advertise affiliate products using reviews. If you personally use a product or service, you can write this extensive review about it. But you have to be honest. Remember, your followers trust you to be ethical. Speaking of which, always disclose your affiliate relationship. It's actually the law. We've already spoke about how you can make money on camera with YouTube, but did you know you can also make money being in the YouTube Partner Program? This is pretty easy for those who may already have a big following. If you happen to have a video that's already making money, then you're automatically enrolled. If you're just starting out, go to the Partner Program page on YouTube. Social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram also have rev share programs through their sponsored posts. You can simply forward a sponsored post to your followers or write something about a product or service. Of course, you always want a CTA. Okay, think what that is. You know what it is? A call to action. Yes. And here, it's all about the numbers. The more followers you have, the more money you can possibly make. But there's a delicate balance here. If you start having more sponsored posts than original content, you're definitely going to run the risk of people unfollowing you. Okay, what about Pinterest? It's the number one free site for how-to, do-it-yourself content. If you sell handcrafted jewelry, crafts, or other handmade items, this could be a good place for you. Pinterest is a visual site, much like Instagram, but it actually allows more content and pins, and within which you can post a link back to your website or your e-commerce page. Let me tell you, as a small business owner, it's super easy to make mistakes. I call starting my business and running it the most expensive business degree I've ever earned. It's important to have goals, stick with them, and understand them. You have to have a brand and leave no question as to what you're actually offering to the consumer. You want to make it super easy to find information about your product and what you want them to do next. Maybe you want them to place an order, register to get more information, maybe sign up for a newsletter, give feedback, or just take a survey. What works for one business might not necessarily work for another when it comes to attracting customers and making money. A lot of this really comes down to just trial and error. And if you're not promoting a business and you want to make some cash, take a look at those YouTube channels that I mentioned, like Logan Paul's or others like Zach King, Amanda Cerny, and King Bachelor. They're among the highest paid people on social media. And let me tell you, each of them have figured out how to take their talents and parlay them into big money. Some are even millionaires. And remember, when you get your business going, I'm always here to help you. I read every single email that you send me. And you can always call me during my national radio show. And if you like this podcast, do me a favor. Head over to iTunes or Google Play and give it a 5-star rating and a terrific review, because this helps more people find our podcast. And it's all about sharing, as you know. My podcasts are available on iTunes and in the Google Play Store, but the best way to listen is to get them in the free Commando.com app. Just search for Commando in iTunes or Google Play. Oh, and by the way, would you like to watch my show live or maybe on demand on your schedule? You can if you're a Kim's Club member. Learn more at club.commando.com. And also, as a Kim's Club member, you can even come by and be my guest in the studio next time you're in Phoenix. And to listen to my show wherever you may be, all across America, go to commando.com/radio.
Thanks to SimpliSafe, protecting your family is simple. Get 10% off at simplysafekim.com. That's simplysafekim.com.